I'll be introducing you to my singer of renown for the week. But otherwise, I'll be playing recordings by people including Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald, the Swingsters singing with Jack Hilton's band, Katie Noonan and Vera Lynn. In the Chapel in the Moonlight. That was a hit back in 1954 for Kitty Callan. It was written in 1936 by Billy Hill. And the recording that I played was by the British Orchestra of Pete Moore, a recording from 1993. Here are a couple of recordings now from the 1930s, the early 1930s.
Incomplete, my
Gertrude Lawrence sang Noel Coward's composition, Someday I'll Find You. That was Fat Swallow and his rhythm, I'm on a Seesaw. In 1917, a show called Maytime opened in New York. The music was written by Sigmund Bromberg and the lyrics by Ryder Johnson Young. And one of the delightful songs from Maytime was Will You Remember? That was introduced in 1917. 20 years later, Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald starred in the film version of Maytime, and here they are, Will You Remember?
Thrill it knew. The day
Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. My next selection is from a motion picture from the 1930s. In fact, it was from 1936. You Turn the Tables on Me, written by Sidney Mitchell and Louis Alter for a 1936 motion picture, Sing, Baby Sing. The stars of the film were Tony Martin and Alice Faye, and the vocalists were the Swingettes, singing with the orchestra of Jack Hilton, a British orchestra from the 1930s, one of the top British orchestras of the day. My next two selections are from a film called Mr. Dodd Takes the Air, released in 1937.
For words, much, and you're just too very, very too ill, babe. In Webster's dictionary, so I am borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, to tell you that you're just too wonderful.
Two songs from the 1937 motion picture, Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. The first, Too Marvellous for Words, was sung by the Australian vocalist Kate Noonan. It was written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer. And the other was an Oscar-nominated song called Remember Me, sung by Chick Henderson with Joe Loss's orchestra. It was written for the film by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. A few months ago, at the suggestion of one of my listeners, I decided to pay a tribute each week in my program to John Carger, the ABC radio announcer who decades ago produced for many, many years a program called Singers of Renown. And so each week, at about this time, I play a singer of renown, my choice of the singer of renown. And today I'm going to play a recording by the noted Irish lyric tenor John McCormack, celebrated for his performance in operatic arias and songs from as early as 1906. He was born in 1884 in Ireland. He was in Australia singing in 1911, at the age of 27, he was a leading role in the grand opera season in Australia. He made hundreds of records. in a movie in the USA, which you can watch on YouTube, if I remember correctly, in 1930, and he received numerous honours for his contribution to music and other worthy causes. John McCormack. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms, written by the Irish poet Thomas Moore and sung by John McCormack, my singer of renown for this week, and he truly was a singer of renown, particularly in the first decades of the 20th century, John McCormack. You just heard two British singers. The first was Vera Lynn. She was singing with the orchestra of Charlie Kunz, A Star Fell Out of Heaven. It was written by Harry Revel and Mac Gordon. And then the British soprano, Rita Hunter, Oh My Beloved Daddy. That was from Puccini's opera, Gianni Schicchi. Rita Hunter, an interesting singer, had a long career in opera in Britain and in the USA, and also she performed in Australia. Well, as I said, the last two vocalists you heard were British singers. Here's a British song, but sung by an American vocalist. I bet you can guess who it is.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. So keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Meet Again, written by the British songwriters Ross Parker and Hugh Charles. There were, on our hit parades in 1941, recordings of that song by Bing Crosby and Vera Lynn were well represented. And that recording was made in 1962 by Frank Sinatra with an orchestra conducted by the Canadian maestro Robert Farnon. Here's a hit from 1950, a hit for Bing Crosby and Vaughan Munro, whose recording I'm now going to play.
You'll hopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Mule train!
Yeah, yeah!
Mule train! Clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a plug at jaw tobacco for a miner in Corona. There's a guitar for a westerner way out in Arizona. There's a dress of calico for a gal in Kokomo. Get along. Clippity-clopping through the wind and rain.
Through the wind and rain.
They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. There's a pair of boots for someone who had them made to order. There's a Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, mule, get along. Mule train,
yeah, yeah.
Mule train, clippity-clopping over hill and plain.
Over hill and plain.
Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Get along, you get along. Mule train.
Mule Train, written by Johnny Lang, a hit for Mott Vaughan Munro, who sang it with the Moon Men in 1950. I'm now going to play a song that brings back my memory of a motor car. If you're as old as I, you may remember occasionally seeing an Oldsmobile motor vehicle on the road. They were an expensive car. There were not too many of them. In 1905... Gus Edwards and Vincent Bryan wrote a song about the Oldsmobile motor vehicle.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling, you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
As far as you like with me in my merry old.
away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobile, and you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells are gonna peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
In My Merry Oldsmobile, sung by Bing Crosby and the Music Maids with John Scott Trotter's Orchestra in 1939. Last night on 2MCE, as I normally do on a Sunday night, I listened to Jeff Cox present Here It Comes Again, and Jeff presented a wonderful tribute to Georgia Gibbs, which included this of her best-known songs.
My darling, you're crying, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. There's no use in denying, I cried for you. It was your favorite pastime, making me blue. Last week was the last time I cried for you.
My tears, seven letters too are filled with my fears, and guess it never pays to make your lover blue. Seven lonely days I cried and cried for you,
and cried for you. Oh, my darling, you're crying.
Seven lonely days.
Kid, just one more limehouse kid, going the way that the rest of them did. Poor broken blossom and nobody's child, haunting and taunting, you're just kind of wild. Old limehouse blues, I've got real limehouse blues. Learn from the others those sad china blues. Rings on her fingers and tears for a crown. That is a story of old China.
Oh, a story of old Chinatown.
Two American singers who were very well known in their day. The first was Georgia Gibbs, a hit from 1953, Seven Lonely Days, and then Rosemary Clooney. She was accompanied by Nelson Riddle's orchestra in a recording from 1960 of Limehouse Blues. The song was written back in 1921 by Philip Brahem and Douglas Ferber. I'm going to conclude the program. I hope you've enjoyed it. My name's Graham Pascoe, and the program is Morning Music, Larry Crinton's Dipsy Doodle. The Dipsy Doodle, Larry Clinton's orchestra, and I think the vocalist was B. Wayne. We can hear maybe now a little bit of Duke Ellington.